now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What is it that Jonathan Gruber said on C-SPAN and to college campuses, even on CNN? He said, thank God Americans don't have an attention span. That's how we get our agenda through over the people. It's the same thing. George Soros, big foundations, most of the Fortune 100, have contributed over $1 billion conservatively in the last 6-7 years to fomenting race war in America. They push all over the news that whites are inherently evil, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. He said you judge people off of what they actually do and what they stand for. That makes sense. Somebody plays good music, I go listen to them. Don't care what color they are. Somebody's got good food, I go eat at the restaurant. I don't care what color you are. Double-crossing the American movement to really be the global leader in being inclusive and open, they flipped it to teach America that we're the most closed, racist, backwards nation. And then they've double-crossed the social compact that Christian whites mainly made to make this country free and open. The globalists used our strength of true diversity to bring in the, quote, minority groups and then to turn them into race-based combines. But the minority groups overall have not bought into that. But they are led by the Antifa, by the communist, by the Ford Foundation, by the Carnegie Endowment, by the George Soros groups. And it's all public. It's admitted. So when I say that this event yesterday in Charlottesville, Virginia, was a false flag, we're going to lay out the proof today. A false flag doesn't mean it was purely staged, but the atmosphere, the preparation, the Antifa being shipped in, the police kettling the nationalists, white nationalists, and a mix of groups to then force them out into a confrontation with the Antifa, who then viciously attacked them first. That's just the facts. Then the media spins it that the, quote, white nationalists did it. Then they connect the white nationalists to any conservative or libertarian movement, thus demonizing conservatives in general. That's the false flag. But I decry the white supremacists that were there trying to lead it, trying to have publicity stunts, because they're just feeding into the whole thing and becoming what they claim they're fighting, which is pushed by George Soros and all these other groups. The White House really did a great job. The president and also his Homeland Security spokesman, Tom Bossert, of coming out and saying both sides were complex groups, but both sides had groups in them that came looking for a fight. And we decry division, we decry all this racism garbage, and we should love each other in America and come together, but this should also be investigated to see who is exacerbating this. That is absolutely on target. That's exactly what I'd already said in live video feeds, waiting for the president's statement. And then Bossert came out and said word for word what I'd said. Not they were getting it from me, but because they were studying what's going on and what's happening. They're also always beating this drum that Bannon is a white nationalist and that Breitbart is, with no proof, and then saying he should be removed because they know he's a key patriot in the White House because of that hoax. It's like Tom Brokaw with Megyn Kelly saying, I'm, quote, an unalloyed, that means a complete racist. You think if you were going to say that, you'd show me saying the racist thing. Well, actually, you could just show hours of me protesting the KKK back when it wasn't cool 18, 19 years ago. So we're going to break it all down on the other side. And our reporters were there, Gavin Wentz and Millie Weaver, a lot of courage. They both got attacked with pepper spray, you name it, by the Antifa. And so did Hill reporters and others that were there on the side of Antifa. But if you didn't look like a communist, you would get attacked.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was young, I was the night.
You know, there's a lot of different types of people in the world. A lot of folks just go with the flow, whatever they think's popular. Other people try to figure out how the world works, but are really too busy to spend the time to understand it. And of course, there's people out there trying to use this information to manipulate folks. Those folks think they're God. Like Jonathan Gruber, who helped write Obamacare. He said, thank God the public's so stupid. Thank God you don't pay attention. Thank God you have the attention span of a goldfish. And I found real success in this world is about being determined, focused, and having a memory. Even if you're a bad guy, focused, determined, have a memory, study history, and at least be loyal to those right around you. But most people are so self-centered that they're delusional and they lie to themselves about what's happening. When I lay out what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, you're going to get the most focused, documented facts based in what happened yesterday, the aftermath and how they're using it to try to restrict free speech nationwide, and of course, the past. And that's why what I said yesterday before Trump ever spoke is basically word for word what he said. And then his spokesman from Homeland Security, Tom Bossert, came out. Bossert said exactly the same thing as well. Not because I'm that smart or they're even that smart, but because they're actually studying history and reality. Remember what Gruber said. Thank God you're so effing dumb. Thank God you have no memory. Thank God you have the memory of a goldfish. Thank God you have low attention spans. Those are all exact quotes. You mean to play the clips again? What are the two groups attacking each other have in common? Both groups believed that they were doing the right thing. Both groups were being led like useful idiots to the slaughter. I mean, it's a fact George Soros is funding the Antifa, which is racist, anti-white, anti-America, anti-free market, anti-private property scum. And I've gone out and protested them, just like I protested the KKK and other gang-related racist moron groups that are every time getting caught, led by foundations, led by the Southern Poverty Law Center, led by other organizations that want to create the division that they can then control. So we're going to go through it all today. And we've got our reporters, Gavin Wentz, and, of course, Millie Weaver, joining us at the bottom of the hour. They were there yesterday as part of their traveling across the land, flyover country. Dramatic hours of footage, raw, on Infowars.com. I've got a staff of five people here on the weekend. We can't air these tapes because all the Antifa's doing is cussing and screaming the entire time. It took many hours just to watch all the footage, much less bleep it. We're going to play some of it that's bleeped. But it's the so-called anti-fascists who dress like fascists in black, who are anti-free speech. I mean, they are what they say they aren't, going over attacking women reporters, not just InfoWars, but The Hill and others. It's on video. The Hill is ravenously pro-Soros, ravenously anti-Trump. They don't care. If you look at the ne'er-do-well, drooling scum, white, black, Hispanic, mainly white, of the Antifa, you will then see similar type scummy people in the white supremacist ranks, who were the minority of the overall group that got lured there by the media running the headlines that this was an alt-right event. First, Hillary, 9 months ago, about a month before the election, says Alex Jones is the leader of the alt-right. She created the name. Democratic Party think tanks did. Podesta is on record. They said he's racist, he's evil. Then they start calling white supremacist groups alt-right, so that when they have their rallies that they always have, you can call them all alt-right. This is simple semantical games, and it goes from there. That's why I'm saying it's a false flag. Not that the whole thing was completely staged. There's different types of false flags. You create the atmosphere, you fund the groups, you give it hype, you have the a police order by the Democratic mayor, 80-plus percent voted for Hillary. Michael Singer of Charlottesville, Virginia. You have them order everybody, oh, you're not allowed to march. Then there's a federal lawsuit. The judge says, oh, you can march, but here they kettle you, which is a riot police term where they march you down through barricades to a controlled area surrounded by police and fences. Then there's a few fights between Antifa and media they're beating up, you name it. Anybody wearing an American flag, anybody that looks clean cut, anybody that looks like they got their act together, you know, a Hill reporter out there lovingly demonizing the right-wing marchers, just worshipful, absolutely just Antifa is God, Soros is Lord, Trump is evil, just savaging. And the reports are out there, and then you're going to get, Antifa walks right over, just punches her right in the face. That footage is up on Infowars.com. Headline, Antifa attacks or anti-racist. Oh, yes. Punches a woman in the face. Same thing happening to countless other reporters because they were white. And it's white people doing most of it because they want to show off. My reporters and myself all over the country, I'll be out covering an event and white men and white women walk over. That's who does it and says, you are a white male and you have no right to be here or speak. And then they start attacking you. Everybody's seen the famous footage. You're an effing white male. And it's a white guy screaming at Rob Dew. So they want to show off that they're not this racist, that they're the good guy. Same type of folks that buy lottery tickets thinking they're going to be a millionaire next week. It's just hype. They just watch mainstream media. They get out. They get into it. And they go hop around, yell and scream. I mean, it is ridiculous. And then all the crazy, crazy videos of black folks with butcher knives. Let's grab that video. I forgot to tell you to do that. There it is. Final warning to white people. Goes viral on Twitter after Charlottesville rally. And just saying, white people, we're just going to kill you, period. To see all white people are bad. Isn't that what the KKK is saying about black people? It's the exact same mindless tribal garbage that the globalists want to instill into us for divide and conquer to make us fighting with each other what happens politically instead of us organizing together against the elite that are ending America, bringing in globalism, driving down wages, trying to make us a permanent poor underclass. It truly is incredible. And then we have the backdrop of all this. We have the organizer, who they call alt-right. Then the media lies and says that it was white supremacist violence. That's not defending some of the ne'er-do-wells that were there and people I disagree with, but it was the Antifa who started the fights, attacked the people. Then one person gets run over and killed. Who knows what happened with that? But again, it's all about projecting. 15 minutes into it starting, I said, you watch, they're going to say ban conservative and Republican public gatherings. They're going to say call for new laws that goes after the alt-right. Again, it's not the alt-right. As Paul Watson said 9 months ago in tweets he put out, let's pull up Paul Watson's tweets. He retweeted today. He said the alt-right is Hillary's term to put on opposition to her, and then they're going to tie the alt-right to white supremacists in a rabbit trick and fool everybody. That's what I said as well, and it's memorialized by videos and articles we put out because that's what they've always done. I mean, why do you think I didn't like the Klan to begin with, but like 18, 19 years ago, they'd say on the news, you know, Alex Jones might be KKK because he's pro-gun. So when the KKK came to town, I'd go out and protest them to be very clear I wasn't with them. They never show that when Tom Brokaw says I'm unalloyed racist. Yeah, scroll down a bit more. It's there where he condemns it. We're going to come back, though, and that's Jack Posobiec. It's Paul Watson. I'll show you during the break. Paul Watson retweeted a deal he put out from 9 months ago on Prison Planet. That's his Twitter. I'm at Real Alex Jones. But I'll get through all that evidence and play the video coming up. What I'm going to do right now is come back with Trump's statement, analyze it, and then what his Homeland Security spokesman said that's dead on. This was clearly a shake and bake to demonize the Make America Great Again agenda.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So So everybody's seen the last 7-8 years, the Justice Department ordering stand downs in major cities like D.C., like Baltimore, Maryland, other areas, and actually having the Justice Department go out and finance radical black racist groups to go out and cause riots. CNN saying, well, cops are getting killed. Cops are bad. So cops deserve to be killed. Shot in the back while they're pumping gas. So this is an attempt to foment civil discord. So then the power structure can come in and call for controls and clampdowns on society. And whereas I'm not somebody to just bash police out of hand, I got this from Millie Weaver. I got it from Gavin Wentz, our reporters. I saw the footage. I've seen the footage from The Hill. I spent hours yesterday live and hours today just researching. I probably spent 8-9 hours the last day on this. And the police are on video, and they're uploading it right now. They're still in Virginia. Laughing at our reporters when they get pepper sprayed by the fascist, by the race-based leftist race pushers, the Soros KKK groups. And they wouldn't let anybody get out of the cordoned area and then force them into the Antifa, who was allowed to attack them and didn't get in trouble. And they would see our InfoWars microphone flag and say, ah, screw you, F you. I mean, I'm showing some of this for TV viewers right now. If you're watching us at Infowars.com/show, and literally there's dozens of videos we posted at Infowars from YouTube, Facebook, you name it, raw feeds, live feeds, you name it. But I can't play these because the Antifa just, they don't even talk. They go, bleh. Seriously, they go, bleh, like Reavers or something. That's an old science fiction movie. Or they just go, F, screw, die white, blah, blah, rule, destroy America, blah, kill Trump, blah, 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 kill police. Blah, blah, blah. And then the cops are just like, yeah, like laughing because it's a leftist city. Just like when I tried for 3 hours to get through, to give my ticket to them to go to the inauguration, and they had 100,000 plus leftists blocking the entrances to the mall. They had fences up around it. The cops would do nothing in D.C. And I mean, I watched them beat up women. I watched them beat up families until I finally started rampaging over people and knocking them down. And then the police came over. There's live feeds of all this, and then did something. But I said to the police, and I had some security guys with me as well, I said, listen, you stop them now, we're going to hurt them. Because they were attacking women and children. Now, that's the D.C. police at the time run by Obama. So here's the deal. The media is going to misrepresent what I say. They're going to misrepresent what Trump says. You've got to go watch the footage for yourself. And remember that Soros wound all this up, pushes all this anti-white garbage to get white people paranoid. To then there's some little couple hundred person rally of some nationalists, some folks just there to see, a lot of the media, most of them just citizen journalists, and then like 25 white nationalists that kind of led it with the media. The leader of it's joining us, this Jason Kessler fellow, in the next hour. And I don't decry them so the media doesn't attack me. I decry the way they handled this and what they're doing because it walks right into a trap and because I've already protested this white national stuff. Because it just feeds into the globalist system of divide and conquer, that everybody gets their own homeland, and then the country's broken up into ethnic blocks, which is what the globalists want, just like we're a prison. Everybody's in their own ethnic area. That's the globalist plan. Why are we absolutely not realizing that and rejecting Antifa and all of them for saying the opposite of what Martin Luther King said? Yeah, there's hours of this online. There's so much cussing, I can't play it. Here's a little bit of audio of me like 18 years ago protesting the KKK. There's no big crowd of Antifa there supporting me and them threatening to kill me, everything else. And it later came out that they were federal agents, like I said. It wasn't even real. I mean, quite frankly, I've been to these events. A lot of the KKK guys with their hats off look like they're from the cast of Seinfeld. Literally, they're just Jewish actors. Nothing against Jews in general, but they're leftist Jews that want to, you know, create this clash, and they go dress up as Nazis. That footage in Austin, we're going to find it somewhere here at the office where it literally looks like the cast of Seinfeld or like Howard Stern in a Nazi outfit. They all look like Howard Stern They've almost got a little curly hair down, and they're just up there heiling Hitler. You can tell they're totally uncomfortable, they're totally scared, and it's all just meant to create the clash.
Please help us to understand what transpired that fateful day. Help us in our path to righteousness, and God is in your own way.
And again, just type in Alex Jones protest is KKK. Now remember, I'm doing this 18, 19 years ago before anybody really is doing it, okay? Now, you got Tom Brokaw saying I am an unalloyed total racist. Because that's all they've got. That's their weapon. They're the ones invoking race. They're the ones saying white people are inherently bad in the media. They're the ones saying reparations. They're the ones saying that, you know, white men are inherently evil. And it's a bunch of white people doing it as a bunch of elites on the $300 million yachts trying to get us all fighting with each other. So let's go to President Trump's statement on this. And then the media said, oh, he didn't decry racism, and they don't even show the full quotes of what he said about loving each other and decrying racism. Or they say he didn't respond quick enough. Within 2 hours of it starting, he was already on TV giving a statement. But everything he does, they invert. They turn it, and that's not just defending Trump. Scaramucci, look at him. Says Trump isn't harsh enough on white supremacists. He's mad at Bannon for getting him out of the White House. And I don't want to just attack Scaramucci, but it's a load of bull. It's Scaramucci trying to, you know, score points in the news. Again, oh, they say Bannon's a white nationalist, just like they say I am, with no proof. Let's go to the footage.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. This has been going on for a long, long time. It has no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security in our society. And no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play, or be with their parents, and have a good time. I just got off the phone with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and we agreed that the hate and the division must stop, and must stop right now. We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation, and true affection, really, and I say this so strongly, true affection for each other. Our country is doing very well in so many ways. We have record, just absolute record employment. We have unemployment.
The then it gets into the veterans and unifying us all. We're going to come back with the rest of it, and then we're going to get into the Homeland Security spokesman, just really getting into the facts. Because, I mean, you can't have a more frothing, racist, dirty, evil group than the George Soros Antifa. And that's saying a lot, because, I mean, some of these white nationalists and KKK people are like, you talk about trailer trash, you talk about mentally ill people. I mean, just, it's a pack of morons.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone. We're live.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The media promotes the killing of cops, that white people are inherently bad, pushes 7-8 years of $1 billion-plus from Soros and others, funding, going out and attacking white people. And they wonder then why a crowd of maybe 100 or so white people show up, most of them reporters. Literally half of them were reporters to cover the alt-right. And it's not even the alt-right, it's white nationalist. But Hillary created the term alt-right 9 months ago, in October of 2016. And she said anybody that opposes her was alt-right and that it was racist. And then she said my name, Stephen Bannon's name, Trump's name. And I said early on, I said this is a setup. Every time they get these white nationalist groups that most of them are controlled by the feds or they're useful idiots, it's just a fact. It keeps it coming out in the news. Elohim City was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That was the group that carried out and was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing, according to the FBI. And the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the group. The white supremacists can't even get it together to have their own compound. It's the run of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So again, you can see this from a trillion miles away. And here it is. Oh, ban free speech. Oh, conservatives collectively did this. And even though I disagree with the KKK morons, the few, that, like five guys in their little clown outfits that I've protested for many years, I will not take the guilt on of what they're doing any more than I'll take on Antifa running around beating up female reporters because they're such cowards from The Hill and others that are groveling to Antifa. Antifa is so stupid. The Soros idiots are so dumb. They attack their own MSM, folks, because they're dirt balls. But this is what Paul Watson wrote on November 22nd, 2016 at Prison Planet on his powerful Twitter account. The new right versus the alt-right. There are two alt-rights. One is more accurately described as the new right. Exactly. A term we've coined. We are the new right. Not even, if you want to use the term right, we're Renaissance. We're the new liberals, the old liberals, the true liberals, the Thomas Jefferson stuff. One is more accurately described as the new right. These people like to wear MAGA hats, create memes, and have fun. They include whites, blacks, Asians, Latinos, gays, everyone else. These are the people who helped Trump win the election. But what did the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL do when they were desperate? Well, they did what they always do. The other faction likes to fester in dark corners of subreddits and obsess about Jews and attack us all day and racially superiority of Adolf Hitler. This is a tiny fringe minority. They had no impact on the election. Guess which faction the media is giving all the attention to. That's why Paul Watson is just such a great part of InfoWars. He just gets it all. And he retweeted that today or yesterday from 9 months ago, 8.5 months ago. So that's the reality. That's the fact. I don't care if you're some black racist nationalist or some white racist nationalist. You're both equally morons. And I decry it because the globalists are playing you off against each other. Sure, are racist whites doing stuff to you? Yeah. Are racist blacks doing stuff? Yes, it's real and that people don't like you because of what color you are, but it's a facsimile and a manipulation. And an old Nazi collaborator, Soros, is laughing about it because he was never even a Nazi. He just teamed up with the power then, just like he does now. Now, joining us is Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz, who I told them about a month ago, I said, you guys are so good on the road. You're great here, but get out on the road for the next month if you can. And they did it. And they have just, their Flyover America has millions and millions of views just on YouTube and our Facebook. And now their footage has millions of views. This is what they got yesterday. But I told them, I said, listen, don't go to this if you don't want to. They said, no, we're going. So Millie Weaver's here. Gavin Wentz can pop in, too. They're welcome to co-host a little bit with us when Jason Kessler's coming on. And by the way, I'll give this to Jason Kessler. I disagree with him and his white nationalism. I understand his hatred of the anti-white, racist, anti-Fa George Soros groups, but that doesn't mean you become them. But I'll say this. He'll at least come on the show to defend his values that I disagree with. But the anti-Fa racist Soros groups will not because they are totally controlled. So, but I've got some strong words and serious questions for Jason Kessler, who organized this, ran this. Did he not see what he was walking into? Regardless, Millie Weaver was there. We have all the footage. It's on InfoWars.com, shot live, unedited. We've had to try to edit some things down that are shorter and bleeped all the cussing that's coming up. But she's there. She's a reporter. They're attacking her because she's got InfoWars, Mike. But Hill reporters, others got attacked, just even though they were pro-Soros, pro-globalist, anti-Trump. And then they get pushed in over with the police because they're getting attacked. The police are over there by the mixed group that's over there that's just there to cover what's happening that they call white nationalists. And the police start laughing at them as they get attacked, and then they force them to leave through the large crowd. It's incredible, the large crowd of Antifa that had been shipped in. And it is just disgusting to watch the media cover this up, to watch the mayor, who's a Democratic Party operative, admittedly order a stand down, which Millie was told on tape happened. Some cops were good. Some laughed as they were pepper sprayed. So Millie Weaver, incredible job. Start walking through the basics of what you witnessed and what you saw.
Well, basically, it started out as a relatively peaceful protest. We got there pretty early because we knew things were likely to get crazy as the day progressed. But really and truly, first you had the, I guess, Unite the Right rally attendees standing up on the hill in front of the General Lee Confederate statue. And then down below, it started out with having like a couple counter-protest groups out there. As soon as the Antifa arrived, they came in a big, like a big crowd, a big gathering. And once they got there, they started screaming, kill fascists, kill Nazis, you know, and started getting everything to escalate. And
by the way, that means reporters, women, children, everyone's a Nazi, not wearing black, yes, screaming, we want to kill whites.
Pretty much. I mean, that encompassed anyone that didn't agree with them or that wasn't an Antifa and that wasn't on, you know, standing with them and wasn't a progressive.
Basically, if you weren't a meth head in black, you were in trouble.
Pretty much. I mean, I was harassed. I was heckled. I even got pepper spray on my arm. They were spraying in our direction. Basically, the media and journalists were kind of trying to stand in the middle between the two different sides because we didn't want to be associated with either side. But what happened?
And I've seen the footage. You're there and they're trying to pepper spray you. They hit your cameraman, Gavin. They're just screaming death to InfoWars, F you. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they actually assaulted Gavin, pepper sprayed him directly in the face. That was an Antifa that sprayed him directly in the face. He was blinded for like 30 to 40 minutes. It was pretty bad. And here's the important distinction here. You have the mainstream media depicting this as a violent, white supremacist rally that, you know, they were the ones aggressing and they were the ones being the dominant aggressors out there. But in reality, all I saw was Antifa and Black Lives Matter literally doing war game like maneuvers. They brought ice chests full of water balloons filled with urine, feces, paint, gel-like chemicals that burned people's skin. They were deploying tear gas canisters at the people.
And the police, run by the mayor, were working with them in this false flag event. We'll be right back. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting
live
worldwide.
From Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Now, Millie Weaver and our intrepid cameraman, Gavin Wentz, I'm going to get on screen as well, are going to host with us the whole next hour. And we have Jason Kessler, who I guess Nico Acosta got set up for us, our lead producer, who's all over the news, defending the rally, defending he had it. Well, I mean, I guess you can defend the First Amendment, your right to demonstrate. I mean, I agree with that. Whether I agree with what you're saying or doing or not, you have to agree with that. And I knew the talking point was coming to ban free speech. And then I saw Fox News, even CNN, saying, oh, it's time to start arresting these right-wingers. You know, just all conservatives did this. Why Trump did this. Why Stephen Bannon did this. We'll talk to Millie Weaver about that in a moment and play some of these clips for radio and TV audiences of our camera guy getting hit, her getting hit, other reporters getting hit, and just the hatred, and then the police working to protect that. I tell you, when you're under a Democrat city, say what you want about Republicans, I experienced it being viciously attacked, families being attacked by the fascist forces of Soros and the police protecting it in D.C. It is truly sick. But first, BuzzFeed is a big enemy of this show. Kind of like they produced the fake PP Gate dossier they're being sued for that's been confirmed to be a fraud about Trump and Russia with hookers. And Yoda was there as well, along with the Easter Bunny having sex with him. But they had a bunch of our products tested and by a big California firm at California levels. They have the highest level laws in California. And they said, okay, it's totally free of heavy metals. And it is as advertised. Because they'd already made a big deal with them to do PR for the big lab in California that also sells supplements. And it totally blew up in their face. So we're calling it the BuzzFeed special. The specials we had last month that were the most popular ever, some of the biggest, with the new specials. So we're combining the 1776 specials along with the July specials. We're calling it the BuzzFeed Mega Specials. Because I noticed when they ran this hit piece, suddenly massive new orders came in. And then they even had a couple products that we buy from Dr. Group. Because when I went out and private labeled a bunch of stuff, I get the cleanest, best, top rated. That's why we went with Group as one of our suppliers. We got four suppliers. And so two of the products that they sell separately, they say the best vitamin B12 is this vegan safe. They sell it for $35. They say ours is what we say it is, but it's only worth $10. Really, I buy it for like $12 a bottle. I sell it for $17.76 right now on special, usually $25 to $30. But regularly $5 under what they're selling it. So BuzzFeed's lab is selling who we private label from, saying it's the very best, the cleanest, but ours is overpriced when ours is $12 less. Now, that's just one product. I'm not going to go over it all. This is what you call providence. I mean, this is ridiculous. Because, of course, the plan in California with Prop 65 is nothing is clean enough to be passable with most products. They pass it so lawyers can serve by it, and that was the plan. It just blew up so good. It just blew up so sweet. What, you think I'm going to put out products knowing I'm going to be targeted and not go out and just pick the very best products to private label? I mean, so we've got BrainForce Plus, 55% off. But a lot of these specials are going to end Wednesday because we're running out of some of them. Survival Shield X2, the good, clean iodine. This is selling out on store shelves nationwide. Even the bound type that isn't as good, potassium iodide, because of the threat of nuclear war. Secret 12, 55% off, $17.76. Biotrue Selenium, 29% off, $17.76. Super high quality InfoWars, high quality sortable foods, 50% off. With promo code GOBLIN. New Super Blue, high quality mouthwash. Fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine. That's 11% off, $17.76. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 66% off. Same stuffs at Whole Foods, $25 a bottle. MycoZX, the other element of the probiotic to kill the fungus and the mold. That is 46% off. Caveman, the bone broth formula in strawberry and chocolate, 30% off. Alexa Pure Water Filtration, 25% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. DNA Force, 20% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now I'm going to play all the clips, have the next guest on, have them ride shotgun with us. But Millie Weaver, talking to her yesterday and today, is on fire with what she witnessed. And everything she told me 10 minutes after they left, she called me and said, I'm getting out of there as the thing was really, you know, hitting its peak. Everything she later told me was all confirmed. So, Millie, just give us your data dump, what you witnessed, what you saw. The next hour, we'll play all the clips.
Well, I kind of want to give a little bit of surrounding information. As I watched this, I became increasingly suspicious that this was a deep state run operation. You could see that the mainstream media outlets were already picking up this event prior to the event even happening.
They had the talking points ready. It's all
exactly.
Signature.
They were promoting it, actually. They were saying that the police were going to be there in full force, as well as the National Guard, to keep the peace, to make sure that everyone had their right to peaceful protest. Instead, what happened was, you know, the police stood down and they allowed the Antifa and these Black Lives Matter and other extremist groups on the left to then attack and aggress the Unite the Right rally attendees. Now, say what you want about their beliefs. I personally do not agree with their beliefs. I think racism is stupid. I will say that not everyone there was a racist. Most people actually weren't racist. They were, like you said, white nationalists. But all in all, they have a right to free speech. Just as much as people on the Black Lives Matter side and the Antifa have a right to peaceful assembly and free speech. The problem is when you have other groups coming out there to violently shut down free speech and then justify that by saying that, you know, demonizing their points of view, their ideology. We went to war Patriots died so that people could have a First Amendment, so that people had the right to express ridiculous viewpoints. Even the ACLU, who is a leftist-leaning organization, has been backing and standing up for the people who that held the Unite the Right rally, because what had happened to them actually violated their rights. And if we allow it to happen to people who we do not agree with because they have distasteful viewpoints, then we're essentially opening up the gates to allow it to happen to us. Because these Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they do not distinguish between those extremist people on the right and other people on the right.
Exactly. That's what I said in the live video I did in the middle of it. I said this is a false flag to be used to try to ban conservative demonstrations and speeches. And then Fox News, CNN said all that 2 hours later. Very scripted. But exactly. You were there as a witness.
Yes. And as far as this crash that happened, it is a tragedy. It's horrible. I do not condone political violence. I do not condone anything like this. People died. They lost their lives. But I'm going to say this. I blame the police. I blame the city officials, the mayor, the people that told the police to stand down, to allow it to escalate to this. And what I will say is that the police literally stood there and watched the Antifa commit felony assault crimes on the Unite the Right attendees prior to this happening. So this is what happens when you have an injustice and you have police and city officials deciding they're not going to protect the rights of people because they don't agree with their ideologies. I don't either, but I agree with the fact that these police officers took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, to protect free speech, to dispense equal protection under the law, and they did not do so. And then somebody decided to take the matter into their own hands and go out and commit a despicable act.
And who knows if that was staged? That whole thing looks suspicious as well. They've been caught staging stuff. But Millie, I totally agree with you. And we're looking at this. I watched hours and hours of footage. It's Antifa. It's the Soros folks attacking reporters that are even on their side.
Exactly.
And you were in the middle of this. Gavin's going to be joining us. He got hit right in the face. But, I mean, it's on tape where they attack you and go, F you, and, like, screw InfoWars and try to punch you. And it's just...
Oh, yeah. They were very aggressive toward us. And we kept having to run back into the Unite the Right rally side. But that was only because the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter were trying to physically assault us. They pepper sprayed my camera guy, Gavin, in the face. And I know you thought that was Gavin McInnes, but, you know, they have the same name. It's easy to mix
that
up.
Well, I didn't know. You were calling me saying they just got Gavin, and I knew he was going to go, but canceled because of the white supremacists that were going to be there, and I got all that. It's the live fog of war. We get stuff wrong. But
exactly.
What I'm saying is it shows just how crazy it is that they knew. You get there, they march you in, the press, everybody else. Bystanders, they kettle you with the police, let Antifa come, declare an emergency, push you into them. The whole thing was scripted,
which
came out in Maryland, came out in D.C., came out in other cities, that Homeland Security under Obama was running it, ordering the stand downs, running it. I mean, this was staged again.
It was. And, you know, the governor has ties to the Clintons, and this was definitely a trap. Even the way they had the little cattle gates set up. They had it so that the police were at the backs of the Unite the Right rally attendees. And as they were being pushed back and cornered by the Antifa, who literally brought coolers full of weapons and pepper spray and water balloons full of chemicals that burn your skin and urine and feces and pepper spray, then the police said, if you guys don't move forward and walk through the Antifa and dispense, we're going to arrest you and charge you with crime. So they forced people to then dispense and walk through the Antifa. And the Antifa literally started chanting shame, shame, like in Game of Thrones,
all right,
throwing things.
We'll be right back.
The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. I'm too confident to want to feel powerful by looking down at other groups of humans. But I won't sit there and watch government and corporations organize, because 93% of the world's not, quote, white, to turn them into race-based groups to attack whites. But I don't say this to like make it sound like the quote minorities are the good guys. It's mainly a bunch of white communists and people wanting to control the minorities for a political overthrow that are pushing a race-based narrative. And Millie Weaver was there and witnessed it, what George Soros and others have financed, and the Democratic mayor there in Charlottesville, Virginia, all of it. She saw it. Now, she's going to finish up in the next 5 minutes, but ride shotgun with us. And then Gavin Wentz, our incredible cameraman, who's part of this great reporters we're doing with the Flyover America as they travel around the country, he got really pepper sprayed right in the face, attacked. It's all on video, hours of raw footage. Make up your own mind. See it for yourself, Infowars.com. But, Millie, continue just putting a bow on this. You were kettled by police. You were forced through the George Soros, just race baiters. I mean, the Ku Klux Klan meets liberal meth head combo. I mean, it's just scum of the earth. And it's like, no, we don't support the white supremacist either. It's just like, it's the Antifa attacking, and then it's the media acting like they're little angels. It's just not true.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I got into debates with both the people at the Unite the Right rally and the people at the Antifa and Black Lives Matter side. The difference was is that the people on the Antifa Black Lives Matter side, even though, you know, we had differing opinions, they wanted to attack me, versus the people on the Unite the Right rally side, they weren't attacking me, even though we did have differing opinions. And some of them were fascists that didn't think that the communists should have free speech, and the communists didn't think that the fascists should have free speech. So it kind of went both ways in the sense that they both don't think that they should have free speech. And that's the problem with labeling something as hate speech, because it's a matter of opinion. It's subjective. And I just wanted to announce right now, there's a Seattle March Against Hate going on right now as we speak. I saw some live streams on it, and you have these Nazi haters, I guess, saying, say it loud, say it clear, Nazis are not welcome here. The problem is these Antifa, I mean, we don't like Nazis. I mean, a very
But they won't let Milo, a gay guy, speak at Berkeley. They want all free speech. They got caught being funded by the Democrats in deep state to protest all the Trump rallies and cause violence.
Yes, I feel like this whole thing was orchestrated by deep state. I saw
There's no feel about it. They were all ready, as you said. Absolutely.
Yeah, there were agitators there that I recognized from the RNC, from several other protests from both sides. Now, I'm going there because I'm a reporter. Who's paying for these people to go there? I mean, that's
really, I agree. Well, we know they've been financed by Soros, over $1 billion total. But let me ask you this. It was Soros's birthday yesterday. I mean, this is the guy that finances all this. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't think it was a coincidence. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Charlottesville is relatively close. It's a short commute from Virginia and D.C., where a lot of deep state operatives work out of. So I don't think that that's a coincidence.
And by the way, I know you guys have been log jammed, which you've done more than I've done this weekend. I've been working 8 hours a day on the weekend. You've got footage of the same folks at different rallies, as you exposed the professor that assaulted people at Berkeley. He's now been indicted because of the footage. It's good job to you and Gavin. You've also
said they're agitators. They've said it. They've said, oh, yeah, I'm an agitator.
That's what I'm saying is you've documented that this is staged, and you've got the footage that's coming out right after you guys are on air. I mean, you've got the police laughing. You've got them admitting that it was staged. There was a stand down. You guys deserve the Pulitzer Prize. I mean,
this is to attack free speech. That's what this is all about.
That's right. Shut down free speech. I mean, I agree that people like Mike Cernovich deserve the Pulitzer Prize, like Donald Jr. said, but show to you. And it's not taken away from him. I'm just saying, this is groundbreaking what Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz are doing. We'll be back with the organizer of this whole thing. Stay with us.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tell us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your...
Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz, both reporters for Infowars.com, that were in the theater of this event that you think is the end of the world. Banned free speech, all conservatives are Nazis, Trump's a demon, George Soros is God. We must absolutely, destroy Christian civilization. Millie is going to be back on with us in about 10, 15 minutes and ride shotgun. Then I'm going to have Gavin Wentz, who was pepper sprayed, attacked by the George Soros anti-white super KKK of the left. But that said, the white nationalist, the people that, okay, you're being attacked because you're white, then you become the groups that are attacking you. This is like Gruber saying, thank God the public's so stupid. But I'm going to let him speak for himself, because here's the deal. I will say this for Jason Kessler, who organized this whole event and then had to go through the federal judges and had to go through all of it, then to have his, quote, demonstration, and they marched him down to these cages where the cops were waiting, and then they let the Antifa attack him. I mean, that's a fact. So they could then say that, oh, the white nationalists that are kind of like KKK light, they caused it. Well, that's all a fraud. But I got to tell you, talk about walking into a trap. But we're going to hear from him, because let me tell you something. I asked the George Soros pro-fascist, you know, on the Antifa, and they won't come on because most of them can't talk. I mean, meth heads can't talk. At least Jason Kessler of jasonkessler.net came on to talk about this. But, I mean, what do you think is going to happen in a Democrat city when they've been caught with Homeland Security funding white supremacist groups to go out and clash with groups to create division? What is going to happen when they control the cops? I mean, I couldn't go to the inauguration. It took me 3 hours to get through. I had to finally run people over just to get in with the George Soros groups attacking me, calling me a racist, and beating women and children up in front of me. So what did he think was going to happen? Because now he can say, well, we don't apologize for our demonstration, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I get what the spokesman for Homeland Security for Trump, we're going to play coming up in the next segment, said, where there are a lot of diverse groups. I think half the people in the, you know, demonstration against pulling down Robert E. Lee were reporters covering it. The Hill got attacked. Millie Weaver got attacked. Gavin Wentz got attacked. We have footage of all this. But again, you're walking into this narrative. You're giving them what they want. And quite frankly, I've just got to say, whether it's white supremacists or the black supremacists, I think it's all idiocy. But the media only covers the white nationalist. Hell, they got Tom Brokaw saying, I lead the white nationalist when I don't. So clearly this is what the left wants to invoke. Why are people playing along with it? Let's talk to Jason Kessler. Jason, you set this up. You're in 10,000 newspapers today, and you're all over the news. They say that you basically planned all this. You're the guy behind it. What do you say for what's happened here?
Well, I would say that the media reports are completely inaccurate. They're crafting a narrative which has been a hit campaign on the alternative media, including the alt-right, and they're trying to do a hit on Donald Trump. They're trying to connect him to this act of
Your Skype's breaking up. Let me just give you a second. It'll be a whole conspiracy by somebody that I cut you off. Just stay there until it gets back. Undoubtedly, they're blaming Trump if it rains. They're blaming Trump if somebody falls a banana peel. I'm not denying that. I'm saying most of the time I study white nationalist groups going out, they're run by feds. Now, I'm not saying you're a fed, a big fat federal agent, like I once told a Klan leader that was a federal agent, later came out. But I mean, what did you think was going to happen when you did this?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
When I decided this, you can hear me?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. What I thought was going to happen is that we were going to be able to have a peaceful demonstration, because even if you're in a community where people do not agree with you, we're supposed to have First Amendment protections. I thought we would be able to go in support of this Robert E. Lee monument, which is a historical monument. And it's part of a trend of these politically correct neo-Marxists, globalists, who are taking down the statues of white historical figures all over the country. So whether it's Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville or these other Confederate monuments in New Orleans, they're going after Thomas Jefferson and the founding fathers because they say they were not good men because they owned slaves. And you know, they took down the bus of the white founders of King's College in London because it was insensitive to ethnic minorities. We are in a serious bit of crisis right now.
Well, no, I mean, it's true that the globalists are like trying to attack whites and pull down history and are anti-white just to control the minority groups. And it is true that they're banning the name Lynch. They're saying you may be able to go to college if your name's Lynch. It's an Irish name, but it doesn't matter. They're testing to ban words. I get that. But what did you think was going to happen when you marched in there with all of this, with the Antifa and the police kettling you in? Yeah, we're not censoring what he's saying and doing. We're gonna have to probably get him on his cell phone because I want to be able to hear this, but it's in and out with Jason Kessler. Jason, can you hear me? Put it back on screen, folks can see he can't. He's talking. I can't hear him. Put him on hold because I want this guy to have a say, or they'll say I cut this off. This is driving me crazy. Skype's an incredible technology, but it's not. You know, it's not working completely yet. So let's see if we can just get him on a phone. Let's bring in Millie Weaver real quick if we can. Millie, again, it's crazy to watch this unfold. And it's crazy to see all this go on because they're penalizing this guy because he's saying one third of the racist stuff that I disagree with against the Soros group. It's a total cutout. Just make us fight with each other. So how does media say he caused all the violence when clearly Antifa was the ones attacking?
Well, you know, it's pretty obvious that the media is doing everything they can because they really want to create an extremist, right-wing, homegrown terrorist organization in order to justify censoring people. That's really what they want to do. That's what this is all about. I was suspicious from it from the beginning. And really and truly, I wasn't very interested in going to this event in Charlottesville, but I just knew in my heart that this was a setup. It was going to go down, and this was what they were going to try and do to justify censorship and to continue the censorship that we're even seeing now with YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and so on and so forth. This is what they're going to do. They're going to create a situation that gets out of hand, have the police stand down so that people then want to take justice into their own hands. And by no way am I saying that justice, you know, is plowing through people on the road or whatever, protesters and killing them, because when people take justice in their own hands, it's not always just. And in this case, it absolutely wasn't.
And Millie, I agree with you. What do you think this forebodes? The globalists have been spending at least 8 years funding this race war scenario. Admittedly, it's been declassified. What does this bode then, what they're planning to do?
Well, I feel like it helps them in the sense that they can further try and get rid of free speech and freedom of protest. You have these leftist progressive groups right now saying that hate speech needs to be banned, hate speech groups need to be banned, and really and truly, it's a slippery slope because anyone can try to say something is hate speech. Now, this is the little analogy or metaphor I like to use. Imagine if you have progressives out there saying that, you know, all Christian statues should be banned because, you know, the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin. Therefore, it's hate speech to transgender and homosexual people. So if you had a group of African-American demonstrators out there preventing them from removing a Martin Luther King statue because Martin Luther King was a conservative and was Christian, would it be okay for Antifa to then come and violently attack them?
Exactly, because as you know, they've taken Martin Luther King down at, what, three universities saying he was an anti-tranny, which is just some disorganizing program by the CIA to break down society for population reduction. So Martin Luther King has to be taken down. It's like Islam. I don't want to go to war with it, but the globalists are funding the radical elements of it to open our borders in to bring in 80% military-age men, 10 million of them, to start a civil war. So then I have to fight them. Same thing, race war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Jason Kessler that organized the rally of a couple hundred people, most of them reporters that came to cover it, joins us now via phone. His Skype was cutting out. So let's actually hear from the individual. We've reached out to the Antifa folks, funded by George Soros, the globalists, all of us. They won't come on. But just, I understand the reason you say you went and did the events. And you say whatever you want. I'm saying, what do you make of the police kettling the demonstrators, the right-wingers, the white nationalists, the reporters, and then letting Antifa attack? I mean, the whole thing clearly happened. Now they're blaming Trump, saying he didn't decry racism when he clearly did. I mean, can't you see the setup here?
Yeah, this was a coordinated setup on the alt-right and on Donald Trump, and I guess the right wing in general. This is a constitutional crisis that is not being talked about by the media. Essentially, we wanted to do a rally in Lee Park in support of this monument that these neo-Marxist liberals are trying to tear down. And we felt like it was an attack on white people because the vice mayor who was instigating this removal of the statue is a militant black who identifies with the Black Panthers. And he said that Thomas Jefferson was next. And he said a lot of things about my favorite thing about being down south to seeing the look on the faces of little white men when they have to look up to a black man. So a lot of people were offended, and the rally was not about racism. You know, were there racist elements? Perhaps. But most of the people who were there were trying to just stand up for themselves.
Well, and Jason, I know this. I know this. They claim, like, I'm in the KKK with no evidence, and that Trump is and all this stuff. So clearly I know that's going on. All I know is that Hillary creates the term alt-right, which means anybody that opposes globalism, and then white nationalist groups, a mix of groups, show up and do stuff, and then suddenly we're painted with the brush of these riots happening. I understand it's synthetic. I understand it's made up. What did you think you were marching into the middle of?
I thought we were going to do a free speech rally. I mean, of course, there were people who came prepared to defend themselves, but I thought we were going to go into the park. The police had led us to believe that they were going to escort our speakers to the event, first of all. They didn't do that. They didn't show up at 8:30 in the morning when they were supposed to. When we arrived at the event, there were barricades blocking off the entranceways. The cops would not tell us where we could enter into. So we had to walk through a mob. There was a mob of Antifa and Black Lives Matter waiting for us.
Oh, it was clearly all set up, just like Democrats did in D.C., claiming that everyone that came to hear Trump's inauguration was KKK. And they attacked everyone that tried to get in and then said no one could make it in, so no one was there to hear Trump. So this is the same old deal. So I'm asking, why did you walk into their trap?
I thought that we had beaten them because I thought that their move was that they were going to shut down our event through a legal means, right? They tried to cancel our permit. We took them to federal court and sued them because they were discriminating against the content of our speech. And the federal judge found that that was the case. So I thought that we had that resolved. We had our guys ready to go and defend themselves. We had guys we thought we're just going to stand in the park and be able to block the Antifa or whomever from coming into the park because we thought we were going to have police assistance. We thought that they were going to help us remove the bad elements and, you know, keep the counter demonstrators in an area where they could exercise their First Amendment rights and we could.
Sure, but they orchestrated a clash. Right. Democratic mayor, we understand. Okay, so that's clear. All I'm asking you is, I believe in ideology, not what color somebody is. I want to try to bring people together around free market, open society, people working together. The globalists are pushing their own race narrative. But just because they're pushing their own race narrative and then acting like everybody else is racist, I get people then kind of identifying with their own group to resist that. But that's the trap. I mean, where do you think this is going now? Because they're only going to use this for more division. Clearly, they staged it. They prepared it. They did it. But then, you know, how do you extricate yourself from that? Because I see you in the news saying you're glad you had your rally, blah, blah, blah. The police stood down. That's true. We saw the video. It's just that how do you then now, what do you say to George Soros? Because, you know, he was his birthday yesterday. They suckered you guys in. I mean, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to sue the city of Charlottesville. They have to pay a heavy price for what they've done. They put people in danger, and lives were lost because of their inaction. They hated the content of our speech so much that they were willing to create anarchy to get their way.
Well, we have the footage. We have the footage, Billy Weaver and Gavin Winscott, that shows the police laughing as they're pepper sprayed and shows them saying, "We've been ordered to stand down." That's on Infowars.com. Yeah. So I don't want to just bash cops to bash cops, but man, I mean, this mayor, you want to blame, don't blame even the communists or blame the white nationalists or blame the reporters that were there or the regular folks just to cover it. I mean, are the Hill reporters that were there to cover it, they're calling KKK or whatever now, even though they like worship Antifa and George Soros, which is a message to everybody. What do you make of the police and the government getting away with this?
Well, they haven't gotten away with it yet. It's been just a short period of time since this has happened, and I intend to continue litigating them in court. The federal judge has already found they discriminate against the content of the speech, and I think that we can find that they refused to protect our rally and led us to believe that they were going to protect the rally and keep everybody safe, and then didn't do that. So potentially this could be a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
I just know this, even here in Austin, I mean, in other areas, they let people shoot cops. And the cops will sit there and get shot following orders. They worship communism. They worship Antifa. They're intimidated by it because they know the media is behind it. MSM is a joke. When the police and the government, everybody, realize we're all being played off against each other, all I'm saying is people can hate each other for what color they are all day long. But don't folks understand there's a larger group manipulating those differences? That's what I'm trying to say to you right now, Jason Kessler. You say you're not a white supremacist or white nationalist, but I mean, I'm not saying I'm a brainiac, but I see inherent manipulation and being a puppet playing into this race game. What do you say to that?
No, I think that being a white identitarian in 2017 is a defensive posture, right? Because we do see the left playing these race games, and they've been doing it for decades and decades. And then
I'll say 90% of the race baitings by the left. 90% is the left. I mean, that's true. So I'm just saying they can't demonize you if they're the biggest racists out there.
But what I'm saying is that not only that, but we have allowed them to continually erode the rights of white people. They have groups that are specifically for identity groups like Muslims with CARE or NAACP with blacks, and it makes it so you have these policies that are replacing us with
All right, I want to let you finish up and then let Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz have some questions. Reporters.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
I know this.
I got soul.
We're being played. Do people have beef? People have problems with each other? Did folks get screwed over here or there? Absolutely. But it's being manipulated by the social engineers. So I get disgusted by the white supremacists and the black supremacists and all the rest of it. But then if I was getting down at their level on the street, I understand where it's coming from. If I got thrown in San Quentin, they got the black area, the white area, the Hispanic area, the Asian area. And if you don't go be part of that area, you're going to get killed or wish you were dead. And the warden manages the whole thing that way. And that's where we're going, divide and conquer. I want to just say the stellas are bright. The stars are bright. We can all see the heavens at night. We can all have a bigger vision of actually what we stand for instead of being tribal. But in a decadent, dumbed down world, that's not being turned around, but you can pick a side all day long. But the side that manipulated this is the deep state that's trying to create all the race war, that covers up all the racial attacks on white people and vice versa, to just continue to build this division and this class war, not between the general public calling for a better system based on free market, but a class war the government can control and then order society according to that, because we're too busy fighting with each other about what color we are versus the type of government we actually have. So we are joined by Jason Chesler, who all I know him by is what the news says. White nationalist organized this. You know, he's out there, blah, blah, blah. Then I hear what he says. He just says, oh, I'm just tired of whites being bashed all day, and they can have all the, you know, black entertainment television, and we can have a group saying, you know, whites have rights. And, you know, I see that. But the larger issue is, do you not see what you're walking into? And so I've got Gavin Wentz, our great camera guy, and also Millie Weaver here. If you guys have any questions or comments, but I want you to be able to finish your statements that you were making, Jason Chesler, when we went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that it's not just about, being a white identitarian in 2017 is a defensive position, and it's not just about people talking bad to us or whatever. They are enacting policies which are tantamount to ethnic cleansing of white people. So if you believe that every people on the planet has a right to exist, then you have to be able to support white identity politics, because whether white people try and have the moral high ground or not about identity politics, there are still going to be groups like Muslims Have Care, the NAACP, and these are powerful political weapons. And what they're being used
so what you're
for
saying is the political system is organizing people into groups while telling whites you're not allowed to ever organize into a group.
Yeah, so you're not going to be able to maintain any kind of equilibrium within, like, I don't believe that the United States should be all white. What I believe is that it should be the traditional demographics of the country prior to 1965. Just like I believe that Europe should be mostly white too, and I believe that Japan should be mostly Japanese. And,
but the major universities say white is inherently evil and must be exterminated. That is official U.S. government policy now. But you're being a racist, saying all whites should not be killed.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to do, is make sure that every race on the planet is able to survive. But there's only
sure. But expanding on that, I mean, I get the fact that there's a double cross of Christian conservatism and the Civil Rights Act, and the left is now engaged in race politics. What I'm saying is, if we engage in the race politic, it feeds into that whole system instead of transcending it and exposing it. Because a very evil group replacing us with computers and robots and globalism is admittedly sabotaging the family and the sexes, and in CIA declassified documents admitting it's a plan to end humanity as we know it. Isn't that the message, to unify humans together against the psychopathic globalists, their technocracy?
Well, it's not just race. As you say, there's also a gender issue. The traditional families have been torn apart by feminism, and that is...
But I'm really saying it's AI, scientific, well, human exterminism by the elites who already are listening to AI and believing they're going to merge with it. I mean, that's why Elon Musk is being honest and saying the big threat isn't North Korea or race war. It's the computers. Let me bring in Gavin Wentz.
We have to pick up our own torch to carry for a certain issue. If you're fighting for the traditional families, do that. But somebody has to stand up for white people, and you face such enormous hatred for standing up.
But the universities, I mean, it's true, do teach that white people are inherently bad. That is a great racism. How do folks expect there not to be a response to that? I get it. I'm saying the manipulation is to create the clash, so we're all fighting with each other when we're just humans, while the globalist engineers come in. But I want to bring in Gavin Wentz, cameraman, pepper sprayed, attacked. Videos are on Infowars.com with the reporter, Millie Weaver. You have any questions or comments for the organizer of the event you went to cover that you got attacked for being there?
Well, one thing I would like to mention is that part of the reason why I made the false flag reminder Oklahoma City bombing video is to remind all of us that they've been trying to push this white nationalist terrorist meme for a very long time. And, you know, with Donald Trump as president and stuff now, we need to make sure that we don't slip into exactly what they want us to, what they've wanted us to do.
Exactly. If they've tailored a suit for us, let's not wear it.
That's exactly it. And I hear what Kessler's, I hear what Kessler's saying, but the problem is, by doing some of these activities, we're literally, like you're saying, wearing a pre-created uniform so that we can look exactly how they want us to look as part of their agenda, rather than us transcending the whole thing and looking the way we want to look through our own.
But I mean, how do you transcend this, Kessler?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for coming out and covering the rally. And I'm sorry you got attacked at my rally. I promise you, I did everything within my power to make sure everybody was safe at the rally. The police just stood down. So I do believe that. What was your question? Sorry.
What were you asking, Gavin?
Well, I really didn't ask him anything. I can say that I was targeted because I was starting to scratch at the surface as to why and how the Black Lives Matter group and Antifa were there. And as soon as I started getting some intel about them being Ford Foundation and George Soros people, that's when I got attacked. And if you go back and watch the video.
I remember the point
video,
you were making the point about playing into the narratives of where the national media and the deep state is trying to push the white nationalist terrorist meme or whatever. So first of all, like, there's a distinction between where I'm at and where some other people at. There are some young men out there who are so tired of being called racist, Nazi, whatever, that they just dive into it headlong, and they're like,
"No, I get it. You're calling me a Nazi, so I'm going to be a Nazi."
Yeah, I know that doesn't look good. That's not what I'm trying to do. Although there were people out there like that, but one thing I've learned about crowd dynamics is if you invite people out to an event, you are going to be judged by the worst element of it.
Now, that's how it works. All right. Thank you for joining us. If you want to come back on tomorrow during the weekday show, Jason Kessler, to have a longer time to put out your ideas, I would have the Antifa on. I would have George Soros on if they did. They won't do it. But I appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. JasonKessler.net. We'll obviously talk to you in the near future.
Sure. Sounds good.
We're going to go to break. I want to talk to both of you on the other side and let you really flesh this out and play some videos and play the head of Homeland Security spokesperson for Trump's statement that I totally agree with when we come back. But the point is, I can see the artificiality of it. I know it's an AI brainwashing algorithm. They admit it is. So it's like they're bringing in computers. They're getting rid of us. We're all eating GMO. We're all together being attacked. Where's the solidarity of humans together against the globalists and this technocracy? I get there's real racial stuff going on. You can be pissed all day about that, but why not transcend it and like short circuit the whole deal? But they'll call me a schmuck. I mean, I've had the globalists tell me that, oh, the public's not smart enough, Alex, you ought to just join us. Well, you know what? I'm not going to join them because they're so psychotic and evil. I'm going to try to sit here and really show folks what's happening versus the hype.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel, you know, I don't sit up here and try to come up with the answer that I think is the most palatable to the public to make the general public happy. To come up with what I believe will try to defeat the technocracy that openly wants to enslave humanity. I mean, here's an example. I remember 20 years ago when they were trying to push these LED light bulbs, which I'm being bombarded with right now, and other systems from incandescent, that incandescent is just organic the way it flows the light. But with LED, it's like a particle beam. It builds up the charge and then hyperpulses it at a rate your eye can't even differentiate. And then that causes, they admitted, major studies, brain damage, headaches, serious, serious problems. You can't even hardly buy studio lights that aren't LED now. I'm looking at trying to spend more money to get stuff that isn't, because it's incredible. But, Professor, here's why eco-friendly light bulbs aren't causing headaches. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, what you are. We should have a discussion about that. Why'd the government mandate it? Well, we got some documents on that. Artificial intelligence, a greater threat than North Korea, says tech magnate Elon Musk. Absolutely. Not the technology's bad, it's how it's being programmed. So no one talks about the robots or the AI or the elites. It's all like a white guy or a black guy, and they can get some idiots to go fight with each other. And then both groups have a reason they're there and a beef, and you can listen to both groups, and they've got an excuse. But then my reporters go there and other reporters and get attacked by Antifa, and the media says it's the right-wingers. It's not about who did right or wrong. I just report what's going on. I'm not smart enough to sit here and look at something and then make something up about it. There's too much happening. I'm completely programmed to just tell you what's going on. So, Gavin Wentz, I want to play here in a few minutes a clip of you being attacked along with Millie and pepper spray, but just your final takeaways from this.
I really think we need to stop playing into terminology that the establishment has created to more or less use everybody in a pawn game.
Exactly. You know, Hillary calls everybody that doesn't like her alt-right. Then she has white supremacists march under the banner. It's not hard to figure that out.
You know, instead of white nationalists, why can't this be called American traditionalist or something that they're not using so that they have to play a game as well of having to, you know, capture the language we're using? You know,
exactly. Like you should not. You're a genius. We should not play into the terms they're giving us.
Definitely. And my takeaway from this whole thing is that I do think that the group, Jason Kessler and them, they should definitely sue. Go about means by crowdfunding to sue over discrimination. If you're worried that because you're white and you have progressives out there hating you, that somehow you're going to be discriminated against, sue, do petitions.
Exactly, because if a group is saying blacks were subhuman, kill blacks, they'd be sued and you'd win. Sue them, exactly. That's a good point,
Billy.
Exactly,
for the universities out there who are doing like no white people days and stuff, sue them into bankruptcy. Get smart about it. Going out and protesting, yes, you have a right to protest, and
but it's much smarter
wrong
to sue. Millie, you're a genius. I'm going to have you back on tomorrow. Gavin, but you haven't had as much time. I'm sorry, I was interrupting you because it's so true what you're saying. Finish your point.
Well, it's just part of the motivation for going to these events, because Millie and I are both in danger doing it, is the more times we show up at these, the more video footage we get, the more we realize it's the same people over and over again getting bussed in. It doesn't matter if we're in Texas, Ohio, Virginia. We're literally seeing the same players at each of these on both sides. We even have video footage of people on the left and the right admitting that they're paid agitators, professional protesters going to these things to help the establishment curtail it into exactly the direction they want it. And that's basically what's going on.
And you guys never got the credit. It's not about credit, but we put it out. It got big news. The cops busted him over this, and what 4chan found, like the guy hitting the lady in the head with a bike lock and other stuff, those were professors there involved, and that started with your investigation of them bailing out the attackers. I mean, you guys, like you said, you're just busy on the road. You're about to put it out tonight and tomorrow. It'll come on tomorrow. You have the footage of the right wing and the left wing. They're the same people. It's all actors, basically.
Well, and then you have individuals like Cornel West, who, you know, forever I thought he was a peaceful activist for African-Americans. Come to find out that what he's doing with others is they use the veil of peace to coordinate with the violent agitators so that you've got the quote-unquote peaceful protesters locking themselves arm in arm behind the white nationalists. So that what ends up happening is that the violent protesters have their way with the white nationalists, and the so-called peaceful protesters get to walk away unscathed, and then they get interviewed and woes me, all these violent white supremacists, when really it was a very coordinated effort by the left where they use a double of both peaceful and violent together as
it's all coordinated.
Exactly. And they were What you forgot to say was that the peaceful ones that were singing and in church choir outfits with Cornel West, they were linked arm in arm so that when the Antifa attacked the Unite the Right rally attendees that were out in the street, when they tried to run back to where the medic area was, they actually were, you know, arm in arm blocking them from being able to do so the Antifa could continue to, you know, fight them. And the Unite the Right rally people had to actually like push through and bulldoze through those people. And then they can go, "Woe is me." You know, they tackled me or rammed through me. And, you know, you think it's peaceful, but these were groups that were organized.
Well, undoubtedly it's staged. And Trump says, "I decry all hate. Let's come together. Let's love each other. But we need to investigate this." And there was both sides coming to fight. It's totally true. I mean, like you said, a couple hundred folks on the white nationalist side, most of them are reporters covering it like you. You're being attacked. We have endless videos that I can't even get to here, so they'll cut into your time. They're all on Infowars.com. And I'm not complaining. I'm very proud of this. But, folks, we just so much good work we do doesn't get the coverage it needs. It's all up to listeners and viewers to appreciate the footage, the raw hours of footage that you and Gavin shot that was so dangerous to you to see the proof. And I just see the Hill and others that are so pro-Soros being attacked themselves. Is that not a wake-up, Gavin, to them that they got physically attacked too just because they didn't look like meth heads?
I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We were seeing a lot of friendly fire happening on the Antifa side because they're so overly deploying, for lack of a better term, chemical weapons on everybody that both sides were getting hit. And they seem
to I mean, all the footage I've seen, no one on the, quote, right attacks. Say what you want. It's all just left-wing frothing, and they seem so wimpy that every woman you see, the better looking they are, the more they're attacked, even if they're on the left. It's like weird men that want to attack women.
Well, it's like the guy that was attacking me. He literally was punching me and hitting me and attacking me twice. But he's such a scrawny little, I'm not a big guy myself, but he's so scrawny, I didn't even really notice it. It's not until he actually sprayed me directly in the eyes with pepper spray that he was able to you know, have me stop filming.
Well, great job, both of you. Keep on the road with Flyover Country. Tens of millions watching. Thank you so much. I'm going to end this transmission before the weekday show begins tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with White House aide. People showed up looking for trouble. Tom Bossard absolutely nails it. We're going to go out to the end of the transmission with this. But Millie Weaver and Gavin, great job. We really appreciate you both. You're amazing. Here it is.
Situation, oh, Mr. Bossert, no. where neo-Nazis,
alt-right,
and others went to Charlottesville, Virginia, chanting anti-Semitic, anti-African-American, and other racist slogans, provoking the people of Charlottesville, Virginia, making them feel intimidated. Yes, violence did break out. One person was killed by one of these alt-right Klan Nazi protesters, and you just decried both sides of this, and this is the issue.
No, I didn't, and you're making this issue a little bit distorted. So what I would decry is the individual that committed murder yesterday. What I would do, though, is quibble with this notion that any of this is acceptable. These groups showed up spewing hate. These groups showed up looking for violence.
What
and
groups?
I think it's just important for people to understand.
What groups are you referring to?
Of course, the groups that showed up. I refer to the groups that clashed yesterday. I think it was pretty graphically evident.
Are you talking about the neo-Nazis, or are you talking about the counter-protesters?
One of the things that I think the mayor will make clear to you and probably stated earlier on your program, I know he and I talked about it this morning, was the difficulty he had in planning for this event. This was an event in which we anticipated violence, in which he anticipated violence, in which there was violence being rehearsed and planned for in events.
All right, folks, I don't have time to get the full clip. We'll have more coverage tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Bottom line, it's staged. It doesn't matter who you are. Admit it's staged. Don't be part of the staging. Don't be part of the manipulation. Pull out, be above it, see the manipulation, then deal with it and make your own decision. Infowars.com, the tip of the spear. Great job with the crew. We'll see you back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right here in this studio. The rest is up to you, my fellow InfoWarriors.